Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Firefighters on standby, ready to attack any new wildfires. People are being urged to keep their emergency alerts turned on at all times as the winds pick up. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee with more on the forecast.
This morning there will be a peak. And again tomorrow morning, a little lull between the two. It's not constant wind, but when they come and they push 60, 70 mile per hour gusts, and that makes fire behavior explosive. This is not something that happens all that often. That's why they're putting that PDS red flag warning through tomorrow.
PDS, possible destructive situation. Former special counsel Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump's actions after the 2020 election has been released. It alleges the president-elect made up claims about fraud to pressure state officials into rejecting lawful votes. Smith also says he feels they would have gotten a conviction if Trump had not won a second term. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questions on Capitol Hill in about an hour. This is ABC News. There might be a whole lot of rats running around Houston high on drugs. And ABC's Jim Ryan says it's all being traced back to police evidence.
Around 1.2 million pieces of evidence, some related to cases resolved long ago, are held in a Houston Police Department facility, including
400,000 pounds of marijuana.
Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
Thousands of defense lawyers have been put on notice about a rat infestation that could affect their clients. In the meantime, officials are stepping up their efforts to destroy evidence, including drugs related to pre-2015 cases. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Commerce Department rolling out a new proposal today to ban Russian or Chinese software or hardware in cars. The rule citing national security concerns. The ban's taking effect in the next few years. If you like driving, Planters has a job opening. You need to be somebody to drive the Nutmobile. It pays $45,000 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pack 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls. Questions can be directed to Miss K at 715-661-1727. Once again, that's happening January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at the American Legion in Park Falls. A congressman from Wisconsin has senior health care on his mind. Lisa Hale has the story.
When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, Think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And a check on local scores from last night. You heard it right here. The Prentice girls, they hosted Butternut and they win it. Prentice wins it 50-38. We'll have that game archived for you a little later this morning. And other action last night, it was Medford girls topping New Lisbon 63-43. You had Rib Lake taking on Ladysmith. Ladysmith wins that one 55-47. The Athens girls down in Athens, they edged the Shawamigan girls 56-43. And it was Lakeland topping Marshfield in girls action 60-49. On the boys' side, it was the Butternut boys taking on Washburn. Washburn wins that one 76-16. Hurley a winner over Solon Springs 47-43. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood topped Lakeland boys 96-43. The Mellon boys get a win over Bayfield 70-58. Drummond topped South Shore 53-44. And the Colby boys, A.B. Abbotsford, 81-58. Tonight, we got action right here in Park Falls. Shawamigan playing host to Abbotsford. JV 545, Varsity 715 tonight. Team Seal Hockey will be over in Barron to take on the Northwest Icemen. That is a 6 o'clock drop of the puck tonight. The Butternut High School boys and girls teams. Doubleheader, they're up in Bayfield tonight. Meanwhile, the Lakeland wrestling team will travel to Wabino High School. The boys swim team of Lakeland will play host to Tomahawk, and the boys hockey team of Lakeland, they will travel to Tomahawk. We've got high school hoops tonight. Phillips at Rib Lake. Boys, Jeff Haken in the call, 7:15. The jump ball right here tonight. Jeff Haken and 7:15. Phillips at Rib Lake Boys on 98Q Country.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Reminder, dear listeners, to take advantage of the Out We Go free fishing weekend this Saturday and Sunday, January 18th and 19th. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th to 19th, to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. During Free Fishing Weekend, anglers of all ages can wet a line in any Badger State water, open to fishing without a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. All other 2024 to 25 hook and line restrictions, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. While most trout streams are open during the catch and release season on Free Fishing Weekend, there are trout streams, spring ponds, and lakes that are closed to fishing. Please review the state's trout regulations or check with your local DNR fisheries biologist if you have any questions about specific waters. For trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout that are caught. Before any winter adventure, ice safety should be a primary consideration, as no ice is ever 100% safe. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but local bait shops and fishing clubs are great sources for current conditions and fishing tips. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10, tonight 6 below, tomorrow breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below. 98Q Country.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and skin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Southwest side, where the corn grows, up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here, and her roots run deeper than that old town's where. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang on nice. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little.
Country.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Dirk Bentley at 98Q Country on a cold Tuesday morning here. Bundle it up, and we'll see temperatures rise to about 14. That wind going to be moving just enough, though, today to make it feel really cool. We're going to get up into the 30s by probably Thursday, maybe not tomorrow, but probably Thursday, and then another swoon down into the cold stuff for later in the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about your money later on this hour. Matthew Krieger will join us, but a couple of times a month we talk about your health. And we have Drs. Claire Young and Tracy Davis with us from North Lakes Community Clinic to do just that. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. And I was glad to hear that we are optimistically looking ahead and preparing to get out and get moving in this spring when things warm up. We're being optimistic today, right?
Yes, optimistic despite the temperature outside.
Okay, all right. But now is the time for those who like to get out and whatever it may be, running 5Ks or play softball or whatever it may be, to get that body ready for all that stuff, right?
Exactly. So there's going to be some people that are already starting their training for, like you said, 5Ks, different events. You know, maybe it's triathlons, if you've heard of like the Tough Mudder, Spartan races, things like that. So we're just looking to help them during that training time, and then also perform their best once that event comes.
All right. So how do we get prepared for that? What are some steps we can take?
Massage could be one of them, because in the training, muscles can become tight and create adhesions, which won't give the muscles that full maximum performance because of the tightness. So massage more around deep tissue or trigger point will help break up those adhesions to get that full contraction, which is like the maximum power that the muscle could give you, making you succeed and the endurance last longer.
All right. And prevent injury, because we all know that first time, you know, when that 35-year-old person rounds first base in that softball game, and then they pull that hammy, trying to get your body ready for that stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, ideally that wouldn't be the first sprint of the season.
Yeah, right. There should be preparation other than just a couple of casual stretches before the game. It's hard, though, when it's cold like this. It's hard for us to do this, right? What are some tips for you when it's 10 below and we just, you know, don't want to go out? Maybe places we can go or things we can do at home?
Yeah, so there's a lot that can be done just at home. I mean, you can train for an event without doing that exact event, you know, just because you are, you know, running a 5K doesn't mean the whole training regime has to be running. You can add in, you know, like a high intensity interval training at home, or doing some cardio on the bike, just something to get that heart rate elevated, work on your cardiovascular.
Plyometrics.
Health, yep. Doing some plyometrics.
Yeah.
Just getting those muscles working like they're going to be for upcoming events.
And even if you don't have, you know, the fancy workout machines or whatever at home, there's a lot of simple stuff you can do. I know in my house we got kind of a circular, so every couple of days or so I'll just jog for like 15 minutes. I'll just kind of go around in the circle. My wife, my dog, my cat look at me like I'm nuts, but it gets the cardio going and just gets that running a little bit, even something as little as that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Squats at the sink, too. Get those quads and glutes engaged, lunges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Just be conscious that your body, we can't just flip it on, a lot of us. If you're 18, maybe. But when you're a little bit older, and even something, for, you know, even if people aren't into the 5Ks and stuff, something simple as yard work, right? Getting your body ready for that.
Exactly. We want that range of motion. We ought to be able to have strength in those ranges of motion as well. So, and that's where, specifically with range of motion, chiropractic can help as well. We're making sure that those joints are functioning how they should, moving how they should, opening up that range of motion. That removing that subluxation allows those nerves to communicate better, which allows kind of everything to function better, whether it's muscles, the contractions, allows that joint to move better. So,
yeah. And you have a lot of stretches that will prepare people for that. And, Tracy, if people are feeling that tightness, and massage therapy can kind of help loosen that up and kind of make that whole stretch process even work better, right?
Correct. The IT band tends to be the one of the main culprits with running, because that gets tight, that pulls on the knees and hips, and then your gait's off, and that could lead to other things. So we kind of want to prevent that so they can cross that finish line, you know, safely.
Yeah, exactly.
Still feeling good after. Yeah.
Still feeling good. And stretching, stretching before. My wife always points this out to me. We'll go on a long walk and she'll say, "You need to stretch after we get done with the walk." I'm just like, I just went for a walk. But stretching before and after we work out is important on these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So before your exercise, you're looking at more dynamic movements. So whether it's walking, lunges, kind of like the Frankenstein soldier kicks for hamstrings, different things like that. We're looking at dynamic movements because we're trying to get those muscles warmed up and moving before we get into our real activity, and then more of the static stretching after. You know, those muscles are warmed. We're trying to take advantage of that and lengthen those tissues.
All right. Well, if folks that want any more information, they can always reach out to any of the staff there, you, Dr. Claire, Dr. Tracy, about massage therapy or just maybe something that's been hurting for a while, and you guys have a program in place that has had a history of success in helping people out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. All right. How can they reach you down there? What's a good way to get a hold of you?
You can call our number at 715-762-2950, and you can set up an appointment with either of us. For massage therapy, you do not need a referral. You can call straight here and just ask to set up with Tracy, and same with Dr. Claire. You can just call and say, "I just want to see Dr. Claire." No referral necessary.
All right, 762-2950 right here in Park Falls, right in downtown Park Falls. All right, good information on a below-zero day to stay limber and stay stretched here. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate you taking the time to inform us here this morning.
Of course. Have a great day, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Dr. Claire, Dr. Tracy there from North Lakes Community Clinic. They join us a couple of times each month to talk about your health. You want to reach them? They're right here in Park Falls, 715-762-2950. 29 past 8. We'll get to our birthdays, anniversaries. If you got one for us, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll get to our celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Firefighters on standby, ready to attack any new wildfires. People are being urged to keep their emergency alerts turned on at all times as the winds pick up. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee with more on the forecast.
This morning there will be a peak, and again tomorrow morning, a little lull between the two. It's not constant wind, but when they come and they push 60, 70 mile per hour gusts, and that makes fire behavior explosive. This is not something that happens all that often. That's why they're putting that PDS red flag warning through tomorrow.
PDS, possible destructive situation. Former special counsel Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump's actions after the 2020 election has been released. It alleges the president-elect made up claims about fraud to pressure state officials into rejecting lawful votes. Smith also says he feels they would have gotten a conviction if Trump had not won a second term. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questions on Capitol Hill in about an hour. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. It's a candlelight snowshoe ski or hike. The park invites you out to enjoy candlelit loops with a 1 mile snowshoe or hike on the Red Granite Trail and a 1 mile ski or hike in the Meadow Loop. There will be guided stargazing at 7 p.m. if the skies are clear, and food concessions with chili, hot dogs, hot cocoa, and sweet treats. Proceeds to benefit the Friends of the Copper Falls State Park programs. On the trail, they do ask that you please limit the use of artificial lights or cover lights with red cellophane for enhanced night vision. This event is free, however, vehicles are required to purchase a daily or annual state park pass, and those passes can be purchased at the park entrance. Once again, that's happening Saturday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Keeping kids safe in winter weather takes a little advanced planning. Lisa Hale has tips to help keep your children safe.
It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rizelle Eithun, the Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hyperthermia or frostbite. Wear sunscreen and stay hydrated, even in the cold. Indoors, make sure that there's a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on your child.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl's Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up tonight, we've got high school baseball. Did I say baseball? Basketball. High school basketball. Phillips will be at Rib Lake, and that's a boys game, and that'll be tonight, 7:15. Jeff Haken in the call right here for you, 98Q and on the Civic Media app.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Birthday wishes today. Patty Hocker is celebrating a birthday today. Patty, happy birthday to you. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. That'll happen on Friday morning, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. If you're celebrating here on this 14th day of January, here's some other celebrities. I get to share it with you. Justin Bateman, the younger brother of one-time sitcom star Justine Bateman, has had a much better career, actually. His TV work includes Arrested Development, Ozark, Valerie, many others. 56 for Jason Bateman today. LL Cool J. Real name is Jim. James Todd Smith. Old Jim. LL Cool J. He's a rapper, he's an actor, and he's 57 today. Emily Watson. She received a Best Actress Oscar nomination for Hillary and Jackie and Breaking the Waves. Other notables include Everest, The Theory of Everything. 58 for Emily Watson today. Steven Soderbergh. He won a Best Director Oscar in 2001 for Traffic. He's 62 today. T-Bone Burnett, good old T-Bone Burnett, although known as a Grammy winner and an Oscar nomination, Oscar-nominated music producer for such films as Crazy Heart, Cold Mountain, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The singer-guitarist, born Joseph Henry Burnett, has also released over a half a dozen solo albums. T-Bone Burnett, 57 today. Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed, of course, in the first four Rocky films, 1948. And we lost Carl Weathers back in February 1st of 2024. Holland Taylor, after a career on Broadway, she became an Emmy-winning TV actress with featured roles in Bosom Buddies, The Practice, Two and a Half Men, 82 for Holland Taylor today. Faye Dunaway won a Best Actress Oscar for Network back in 1977, 84 for Faye Dunaway. She did a lot of other things since then, too. Julian Bond, the Nashville native, was a civil rights leader. Born in 1940, rather. She passed at the age of 75 back in 2015. Billy Joe Spears, the Texas-born singer, had 14 top 20 country singles between 1969 and 1981. Born on this day, 1937, Billy Joe Spears passed in 2011. The Texas-born Billy Walker, the singer, died in an auto accident back in 06. Billy Walker, born on this day, 1929. And Andy Rooney. You ever wonder why? 60 Minutes, of course, he made his fame for his short 1 or 2 minute commentary at the end of 60 Minutes. Kind of a whiny diatribe, I guess you could say, if you YouTube it. Andy Rooney. You ever wonder why? 1919, Andy Rooney was born. He passed back in 2011.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9300. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill from minus 15 to minus 20, and we're going to keep that wind chill generally below zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine today with a high near 10, tonight 6 below, tomorrow breezy, mostly cloudy, but warmer with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
98Q Country.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16, 16. Now that I can drive, finally finally feeling alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Oh, when I'm 21. I'm 25 and I'm drinking wine with my wife at home. Got a couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here cooler full of Keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
She said I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! She can handle any champagne brunch, bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
98Q Country with Joe Nichols. Dr. Greg Gunderson, psychologist, will be providing some football therapy for this Viking fan in just a little bit here, so stay tuned. But right now, we're going to talk about your money. We have Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. I would say, how are you doing? But I did watch the Vikings game last night, so unfortunately, their season came to an end, or fortunately.
Yeah, I feel like I just went through a separation. I feel like I've just moved on from Sam Darnold, and J.J. McCarthy is now my new significant other.
That may have been the silver lining. I got an answer on the quarterback situation.
We got an answer. That's right. That's right. Good. You gotta look for that silver lining and everything. That's for sure. All right, let's talk a little bit about folks' money today. Matt, what do you got for a topic for us today?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I wanted to talk about Social Security retirement benefit in the basics of that. I know it's a pretty common topic that we talk about. We want to kind of go back to the basics. Being a new year, people might be thinking about retirement, and obviously that includes, for a lot of people, Social Security.
Yeah, a lot of decisions to be made when you approach that Social Security mark where you can actually qualify for it, but there's a lot of decisions and little things working inside there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today.
All right, let's hit it. Here we go.
So first, how do you qualify for Social Security retirement benefits? And when you work and pay Social Security taxes, and that's going to be FICA taxes on your pay stubs. So if you look at your pay stubs that you receive, those FICA taxes are those Social Security taxes.
All right.
But you're earning Social Security credits. Know that you can earn up to 4 credits each year, and you need at least 40 credits or 10 years of work to be eligible for retirement benefits. And second, how much will your retirement benefits be? Know that the Social Security Administration calculates your primary insurance amount, otherwise known as your PIA, upon which your retirement benefit will be based, using a formula that takes into account your 35 highest earning years. At your full retirement age, you'll be entitled to that amount. This is known as your full retirement benefit. Because your retirement benefit is based on your average earnings over your working career, if you have some years of no earnings or low earnings, your benefit amount may be lower than if you had worked steadily. So know, Joel, that when they calculate those top 35 earning years, let's just say, for example, you worked for 30 years, they are going to, for your top 35 years, those extra 5 years would be calculated at zero, as if you didn't earn anything.
Okay. All right.
Your age at the time you start receiving benefits also affects your benefit amount. Although you can retire earlier, start collecting early at age 62, the longer you wait to begin receiving your benefit up to age 70, the more you'll receive each month. Know that you can estimate your retirement benefit under current law by using the benefit calculator that's available on the Social Security Administration's website. You can also sign up for a My Social Security account so that you can view your online Social Security statement. Your statement contains a detailed record of your earnings as well as estimates of retirement, survivor, and disability benefits. Know that if you're not registered for an online account and are not receiving benefits, you will receive a statement in the mail every year starting at age 70.
Okay.
A big change in the last couple of years is what is your full retirement age? And know that if you were born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age is going to be 67. If you're born in 1956, your full retirement benefit will be at age 66 and 4 months. In 1957, that full retirement age is 66 and 6 months. In 1958, is 66 and 8 months. And then lastly, if you were born in 1959, your full retirement age would be 66 and 10 months. And again, like I mentioned, everything after that is your full retirement age is going to be 67.
All right.
And know that retiring early will reduce your benefit. You can begin receiving Social Security benefits before your full retirement age, as early as age 62. However, if you begin receiving benefits early, your Social Security benefit will be less than if you wait until your full retirement age to begin receiving those benefits. The opposite is true. Delaying retirement benefits will increase your benefit. For each month that you delay receiving Social Security retirement benefits past your full retirement age, your benefit will be permanently increased by a certain percentage up to the maximum age of 70. Know that your Social Security benefit does not grow after age 70.
Okay. And when you people should know, too, that when you start taking that Social Security, that pretty much locks it in right there, right? I mean, you can't, like,
correct. In most cases, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't duck in and duck out of it. Once you start getting it, that's the amount that you're kind of locked into.
Right, yep, absolutely. And it's a calculation that we run to say if we start collecting at, let's just say, 62 versus 64, you know, what's the break-even point and things like that. Those are calculations that certainly we talk to people about very often.
Yeah, okay.
And then, no, this is an important one that people sometimes misunderstand, but working may affect your retirement benefit. You can work and still receive Social Security benefits, but the income that you earn before you reach full retirement age may temporarily affect your benefit. If you are under full retirement age for the entire year, $1 of your benefit will be withheld for every $2 that you earn above the annual earnings limit. Know that in 2025, that earnings limit is $23,400. So if you earn less than that, you have nothing to worry about. But if you do earn more than that, like I mentioned, $1 of your benefit will be withheld for every $2 that you earn over that.
Yeah, you just got to be careful until you reach full retirement on how much you're working, basically, because it can be taxed pretty heavily, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. And know that there is a higher earnings limit that applies in the year in which you reach your full retirement age. And that calculation is different too, of course, but know that $1 of your benefit will be withheld for every $3 you earn over $62,160.
Okay.
But then, as you mentioned, Joel, once you reach your full retirement age, you can work and earn as much income as you want without reducing your Social Security benefit. And keep in mind that if some of your benefits are withheld prior to your full retirement age, you'll generally receive a higher monthly benefit at your full retirement age, because after retirement age, the Social Security Administration recalculates your benefit every year and gives you credit for those withheld earnings.
Okay.
And then lastly, there are retirement benefits for family members as well, for qualified family members. So even if your spouse has never worked outside your home, maybe he or she was a stay-at-home mom or dad, or in a job covered by Social Security, he or she may be eligible for spousal benefits based on your Social Security earnings record. Other members of your family may also be eligible. Know that retirement benefits are generally paid to family members who relied on your income for financial support. Right. And know that your family members will receive a monthly benefit that is as much as 50% of your benefit. However, the amount that can be paid each month to a family, to an entire family, is limited if there's more than one person that relied on your income. Know that that is limited.
Yeah, and there's a lot of unique cases. In fact, my brothers and I were having a discussion about this same thing over Christmas. My brother and his wife, both the same age, and their financial, he lives over in the Twin Cities. They were advised that she start taking Social Security and he not. And there was a lot of reasons behind it. But there are those unique cases where, you know, one person in a marriage may take it, the other one may not, for a lot of different reasons, right?
Absolutely. And every situation is a little bit different, but that's where knowing your options really comes in handy.
All right. If you have any questions, you can sit right across the table from Matthew Krieger here and talk it over. Locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford, and they can have that free initial consultation. Matt, they can just give you a call to set that up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, 3231, pioneer-financial.net. Always good information, and I think it's important for people to know whether they're 25 or 65, they should be looking at that statement every year or online, because there's errors that can be made in their yearly earnings that they should keep an eye on, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's something that, like you said, is good to keep an eye on, because once you get, let's say you want to start collecting at 62, for example, thinking back to the last 35 years of your history, you're probably not going to have good records of that. Right. So it's good to keep an eye on that, pretty often, so that if there is corrections that need to be made, that those corrections can be made.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 748-3231. If you have any questions, give a call to Matt. Matt, thank you so much. If you want to hang around for the therapy that Gray's going to provide me, you certainly can. Otherwise, we'll let you go. Have a great day there, Matt. Okay.
This sounds good. Thank you, too, Joel.
Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants joins us each Tuesday at this time to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items. And as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe. More food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Countertops are the center of the home, and we offer stylish options with durability that will last for years to come. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go on Menards.com and get a free design estimate today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Santa Ana winds kicking up once again in Southern California. Firefighters keeping a close eye on the flames. Dozens of water trucks are in place to replenish supplies after hydrants ran dry last week. Fire crews are also better prepared, but Los Angeles County's fire chief says everyone in potential fire zones should be ready to evacuate at any minute. Confirmation hearings beginning for Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be defense secretary. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill says he's accused of alcohol abuse.
Hegseth was also accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2017. He called the encounter consensual.
but his attorney says he settled with the woman in order to keep his job. Sources tell ABC News the FBI has completed its background investigation into Hegseth, but never interviewed the woman. It's unclear why.
In his final report, Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated the president-elect's actions in the days after losing the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. January 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pac 551 invites you to bring the heat for their chili cook-off. This has a $5 entrance fee and will be hosted at the American Legion, which is 274 North 3rd.